If you chase two rabbits, you're not going to catch either one. Awesome. Welcome, champions, to another episode of Champion Reads, the podcast where we dive deep into the pages of professional and best-selling books to uncover the game-changing principles that lie within. My name is William Blake. I'm a dyslexic achievement coach. With us today, we also have our other executive producers, Ian Sturmer, an author and coach, and John Kovach Jr., the founder and chairman of Champion Circle. And this whole podcast is brought to you by Champion Circle, a group that focuses on accountability and mastermind to help accelerate and to help achievers get the results in their business and within their life. Today, I am so excited that we are going to be going over one of my favorite books, The One Thing by Gary Keller. And today specifically, we're going to go into the six lies that he talks about. Let me just quickly pull open this book to fresh reminder of what it is. So we got everything matters equally. We have multitasking, a disciplined life, willpower is always on will call, a balanced life, and big is bad. Those are the six lies that a lot of people tell themselves, when in reality, the opposite is true. So we're just going to get into a nice discussion with each other about it. And as we were talking before, let's make it a little game format. There are six lies, and each of us were going to come up with one strength, the one that we love the most, as well as one that we struggle with the most. And then Mr. Ian had a wonderful idea that let's try to guess the other person's what they put, but two, tell them what they're strong in. So, John or Ian, do either of you want to go first in guessing the other two?
I'll jump in on that. So I'm thinking for you, Mr. Blake, I think your strength, or the one of these myths that you don't subscribe to, that you've got it down better, is willpower is always on will call. I think that you know that you are using your willpower, you're seeing when you're at the strongest point to do things, and you're seizing the moment with that. I think you're a seize the moment person who's going to find that they're going to take advantage of their own peaks and not rely on just muddling through something, but taking advantage. Am I close?
God, I'm just sitting here being like super, super thankful and appreciative of you saying that. I would consider that one of the things that I struggle with the most and trying to work at. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
I would say one down for me.
Yeah, we can just do it this way. It's weird for me saying this. John, if you want to say what one of my strengths is out of these six, and then we'll just go from there. Then we'll go jump over to Ian and then over to John. Strengths and weaknesses, not weaknesses, just strengths.
Well, I also agree with Ian. I thought that was your number one, but let's talk about your number two in that case, because I think that's really great. For me, I think big is bad. I think that's the ultimate lie that is of description of your skills. You always think big. You're always thinking bigger than outside the box. You're a bird's eye view kind of guy. You like to think big and in ways that are I don't know, visionary and the big picture and the why. You see the why before you see the how and the what. And I love that about you. That's my guess, is your second biggest quality is the you do think big, and big is good.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's, no, honestly, that's probably like a, no, yeah, that would, if I were to put all six together, that would be the one I stand out of as what I would pick as one of my strengths. I just love dreaming big. There's so much out there, and the only limitation that we have is within ourselves. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. Before we even jump into like deeper topics, let's jump over to saying what Ian's strength is. I'll start. And when it comes to the six, the one that stands out is a disciplined life. Like, we think that our life has to be disciplined. And because of that, we have to always be going after and doing everything right. And you bring this awesome, unique perspective of, it doesn't have to be disciplined. You just need to consistently do things better and better, little by little. And by that, you form the habit, which then leads to getting the success that you want. So that's the major thing that reminds me of you, is that it's the little small things that you pivot here and there moving forward that brings out the success and the example that you've set for me.
Well, thank you. I like that. Again, it feels kind of nice to hear those compliments. and I think what I'm going to do is listen to one more compliment from John first, and then I'll kind of address where, so I don't, color what John's going to say before there or prejudice him against it. Yeah, and I want to hear more compliments.
I think we've got the nail on the head with each other. I think we know each other well enough to dive into these, but yeah, I'll compliment what Willie said. And one of these skill sets that I think you have is that everything to you matters importantly. I'll use that word instead of the word equally, because for you, everything is part of the weight scale of balance. And when it comes to deciding or knowing or doing, in regards to anything, you have the ability to say, you know, this task, this discussion, this information, it either outweighs or it equals or it doesn't outweigh what we need to do. And you're really critical at identifying those things. And, you know, that's something that someone needs on every single team. You know, if we're playing for a championship here, you need somebody who can see what everyone else can't see, so that we can find those weaknesses and break them down, and then make sure that we are on the level playing field to allow ourselves to rise to the top. And that's the kind of person that you are.
Thank you. It's kind of fun as you were saying that I was seeing how similar those two principles are, of recognizing that there's some things more important than others when you're going through life. And with that discipline, that again, it's the pieces you need to be disciplined in that you need to be able to focus on. And I will boastfully say that, yeah, I think that's one of my strengths. And part of that is I started working in hotels, and I was in hotel management for a long time. And there are hundreds of problems happening at the same time. And I had to learn to very quickly decide which is a critical thing and which can be put off till later. What do I need to focus on now? What's the more important? What needs to be set in place for the future, and what's putting out fires? All of that kind of a side of it. So those really fit together. I think that helped me to get that idea in my life as I've gone into entrepreneurship as well, to be able to pick out what's the most important part right now and realize that maybe you need to put something on the back burner. Maybe you need to not worry about a different aspect of it. If you get the pieces in order and the priorities, it will work out. So there's my pontificating on that idea. But thank you. I It felt kind of nice to hear those things.
Let's share the love with John too.
I'm a sponge, guys. Arms wide open. Bring it on.
Let me fire hose you with what I think you are. A balance, the lie of a balanced life. You're such a great example of moving around in things that matter the most to you. At times you'll be with family, and when you're with family, you are with them. And then you'll spend a lot of time on growing your business. And then you'll spend a lot of time on growing your speaking career, right? And you might like dabble in some things as you're focusing on one. But what I love is how you delegate time for certain things so that nothing falls off the wayside. But it's not everything has equal time. Sometimes you need to work a little harder. Other times you need to be with family or your spouse. And I love that example that you set, because you help remind me that everything has a season. And even ourselves, we each have our own season. And we just continue to go with the punches.
Received. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, your comment earlier, John, hit it on the head. I would have gone a balanced life for you as well. So I'm gonna go to number two, which I would say everything matters equally. I think that you're an intense person. Everything you do, you jump right into. I think it's fair to say you're who I want to be when I grow up, except I don't have that much energy. But tagging on to what Willie said with that, you realize that not everything has to be done equally at the same time. Not everything matters the same. You find what's most important at that time, and you give everything to that thing. You put all of your focus into it, not forgetting other things, don't get me wrong, but putting that focus, say, this is where I need to be now. This is where the intensity is. This is what matters most. It's not everything is the same. It's not making sure I equal everything out. It's this is what needs now. This is the squeaky wheel that needs the grease today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to see what the most important thing is to do. So I think you're able to hit all the important parts of your life through a strong, intense focus every minute on the thing that's most important. And I admire that about you.
Thank you, guys. I receive all of that. And what incredible things to share. I think it's interesting that we build a lot of our strengths based on our desires. And we've talked about that in other episodes and in other books that we've covered. But this is really interesting, kind of looking at this from the perspective of, you know what, although these six lies that people often tell themselves could be something that we ultimately accept or live or believe, but these lies can ultimately become our strengths as well. And I appreciate that. So thank you for the kind words, and I love it.
Awesome, awesome. There's one lie that we didn't go over. And I don't know if we have that as our own weakness or if it's something that's just in the middle ground that we haven't hit. Because we hit everything matters equally, which it doesn't, because some things are just more important than others, and that depends on the value. We hit about a disciplined life and how it's the small, consistent things that get you where you need to go. You don't need to cut cold turkey and hit it right on the nail in that moment. Talked about willpower is always on will call. So it's that lie that we just summon this willpower. That's what happens. When in reality, it's we start the day off with like a charged phone with a level of willpower. And then as we make choices and decisions throughout the day, it continues to drain. We went over a balanced life, which life isn't really balanced. I don't know who has a balanced life. I think the balance is in the unbalancing of it all. Then we also talked about the big is bad, which it isn't. Because if you aim for small goals, you're only going to hit small. But if you aim for big and you fail, then the minimum that you get are the small. right? So why not dream big? But the one thing that we didn't hit, which is a big thing in the world today, and we can talk about any of the six. One thing we didn't talk about is multitasking, which I found this definition, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts, that when first multitasking became a term in the dictionary, it was not referring to humans. It was referring to computers. Computers being able to do multiple things at once. The crazy thing about it is, though, computers don't do everything at once. But they jump back and forth from task to task just super fast, because that's what they do. They're computers and programs. And so if they're jumping back and forth from task to task, why is it okay for humans to multitask? I don't think it is. Because when we're multitasking, we're putting all of our energy and stuff into multiple different places. But when we do that, we're spreading it out. And especially when you're just starting your dream or goal, you're spreading out too thin where you don't have that energy. And I have so many other thoughts about it, but I'll turn it over to John or Ian. What are your thoughts on that?
I'll quickly jump in and just simply brief that, you know, I as a coach and a speaker and a mentor, I've done a lot of study, and in certification courses, there's a lot of talk about this concept called monkey mind. And as you brought up the computers were built to multitask, but still, even at the same time, multitasking for computers means doing one task at a time, but in efficiently the same time frame or so forth, or they create efficiency. For example, the other day, this happened to me when I was in the grocery store, and I knew that I needed to get two different items that were on the other side of the store. But I knew that as I would walk towards the other side of the store, there were things along the way that I could grab. And ultimately, I missed, you know, two or three items that were in between the side. And, you know, some people are really good at knowing where they need to go, and I'm terrible at shopping, but it was a good experience for me to stretch my brain and say, wow, I really do need to focus on one item at a time. Otherwise, I will miss stuff and I will have to backtrack, and it's going to take me twice as long to go shopping. I know everyone who's good at shopping is rolling their eyes right now at me. They're like, come on, John, you should be able to figure it out. But the monkey mind is sort of an ancient concept that was adopted by and quote me if, or help me if I'm wrong, but I think it was adopted by I was looking in the book for it and I couldn't remember, and it just slipped my brain. But essentially, we'll say the not monks, I think it's monks, but basically just those people who have completely dedicated their lives to mastery, kind of disdained themselves from life's distractions. They talk about monkey mind, which is where in the mind it's shooting off, you know, 40,000 different thoughts a day, which if you do the math, that's like every 6 to 7 seconds, your brain wants to think about something different or new. And that's just the brain waves working and how they work. And you got to understand the brain to go through this, but I digress. Essentially, the monkey mind concept for me was, yeah, you can get easily distracted and not fulfill one thing at a time because of allowing yourself to think that multitasking is a productive way. Last thing I'll share, and then I'll pass it over to anyone else, is we talk about habit stacking, and habit stacking technically is a multitasking method to improving habits. For example, when I coach athletes, I tell them when they're brushing their teeth in the morning to stand on one foot and to raise the other foot to a 90 degree angle. And so they're always balancing while brushing their teeth. Why? Well, brushing your teeth is something we expect them to do on a daily basis. We've done it since we were little and we'll do it till we die. But at the same time, most of us just stand there and stare in front of the mirror and watch ourselves move. You could add another implement. That's technically multitasking. However, at the same exact time, you are either going to let one be less than the other because you're either focused on how you brush your teeth, if you're doing it adequately, or you will be doing it with an emphasis of clenching your leg muscles and holding yourself up. Either way, your focus cannot be on two things at once. And then the last thing I'll share is even a juggler, someone who juggles for a living, they have to throw one item at a time. It is very, very rare that you do two things at once or three things at once. Although they make you think in the illusion that they're balancing, you know, a dozen things all at the same time. The reality is they've mastered their mind to focus on one particular movement, one particular thing at a time, all in sequential order so that they can, woe and behold, become a juggler. And so even these concepts that are so natural and easy for us to accept, again, can be some of the most detriment habits to our own success. So I'll leave it up for everyone else to add more to that. But go ahead.
Yeah, I love that. As I was thinking about it, and something Willie said at the beginning, just made me think, you know, multitasking really is just an excuse to not feel bad about never actually finishing any of the stuff we're doing. Yeah, I didn't do it, but I was multitasking, so it's okay. And that's so true, though, that multitasking is, you know, it's not allowing us to complete anything, to focus, to do the things we want to. And as we were going through that, I'm going to throw John under the bus a little bit here. I won't use any names, but one of us in the group brings out a lot of times the talking about ADD, and might be somebody who is the founder of Champion Circle. I'm not sure which one specifically. But as I was talking about the everything matters equally with John, John is very intense in everything he does, and he focuses on the next thing and focuses there and jumps the next and focuses there, which is, again, the opposite of multitasking. It's focus tasking. I just made that word up, so I'm going to copyright that. So focus tasking, you know, focus on the thing that's important right then and do that and get it done. And whether you work on it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour is irrelevant. It's that you're focusing and doing that and accomplishing that task and then going on to the next one. I read a book quite a while ago, and I can't begin to think of the name of it, but much like Willie has his dyslexia is his superpower. And this person said that his ADD was his superpower because he had learned to focus intensely for brief periods of time and then jump to the next. And he accomplished so much by not having a long focus and not trying to do everything at once, but to learn to focus individually and not worry about everything else until that step was done. So I think none of us pick that as a strength for the other, because perhaps we all struggle some. I know I struggle with that, to not try and do everything at once and to give the adequate focus to the job I'm doing at times. So thank you for ringing that one up, Willie. That's one that I will continue to work on myself.
Yeah, it's a struggle for all of us to do. It reminds me of the false definition that people call perfectionism. They always say, oh, I'm a perfectionist, and because of that, I have to make sure everything's perfect before I start something. That's the fake definition. The real definition is someone who goes and does the thing that they're doing, but they continually do it until it's at that perfect state that they're at. And so when we're talking about multitasking and, you know, talking about all the other lies, it always reminds me of, there's always different perspectives out there. There's always different stories that we can tell. But when it comes down to it and then to our own lives, we know if we're doing it right or if we're doing it wrong. Whether we hide it with the excuse of a perfectionist or procrastinating or being a multitasker or being dyslexic, you know, someone made that excuse once upon a time. Those are just excuses that hold us back. And it can even be a person, like a spouse. But when it comes down to it, we know what we should be doing. And as we continue to learn these stories, and we continue, for you champion listeners, as we just continue to go forward and learn and read and just gather information to help change our paradigms and our perspectives, that's how we grow. That's how we understand reality more as reality, instead of just our experiences mixed in with the opinions of people that we've met. And so as we're wrapping up this final thoughts in this episode, I want to leave a challenge to you. But before that, I want to hear John and Ian's thoughts, final thoughts for the six lies in this wonderful book.
Yeah, in recapping, I'll jump in here, is it's fascinating to me. I mean, if you look at these six lies and you compare them to the opposite, first, everything matters equally. No, not everything matters equally. There's no such thing as equal. There are things of greater importance, higher priorities, things that have to get done. And the more you accept that as a truth and not the everything matters equally as a lie, you will continue to spiral and spin in your world of non-accelerated success. It's important for you to recognize the importance of things. Some people get addicted to busy work, but really are still floundering in let's use the word poverty, because they can't seem to figure out what exactly are the tasks necessary to make revenue. And that's an important thing. Multitasking, we've covered that nail and thick. It's one of those things that's just not natural to human beings. And some people even pride themselves as like powerful multitaskers. The book talks about how that becomes an expectation and even a skill set on resumes to be hired. And if anything, I would talk to my hiring manager and say, baloney, like, please, if you're hiring people that are saying they're good at multitasking, what you're really saying is they're really good at distracting others, or being distracted. A disciplined life, you know, discipline is one of the most powerful things, but you can't have a full embodied disciplined life. You've got to have some undisciplined moments. There's got to be things that allow you to be free, to be natural, innate, and of human nature. The willpower will always is always on will call. No, it's not. Energy is energy, and you can produce it to make it always be available, but there's always a recharge period in every willpower. Will is literally power, and when you use up power, you have to recharge. So that's just a natural cause of life. And then I'll just wrap this up by saying a balanced life. Again, I've been striving for years, my short 34 years of living. I have never found balance, but I have found a lot of intense focus on presence. And presence is far more important to me than really the whole juggler's mindset. And then last is big is bad. Never, ever big is not bad. Go big or go home. We always say here, champions don't think that small. It is our greatest power that we are, that we show up for the world. And it is that we are powerful beyond measure. If to paraphrase and quote me, Marianne, oh man, I just lost her name. Marianne Williamson. Williams. Oh, I'm so sorry. Don't ever listen to this, Marianne. I forgot. But I'm good at quoting you. Anyways, those are my final thoughts. And I just think that, again, you need to question the lies you tell yourself and to believe the absolute truths, which are that of nature and that of the ability to produce and to achieve things at your own successful levels.
Love that. Thank you. So many ideas come to mind as you guys were talking. But right when you started, John, saying everything matters equally, I had this image pop in my mind of being underwater. And after about a minute of being underwater, everything is not equal. The only thing that matters is getting air in your lungs again. And that's obviously a bit of an exceptional story to say with it. But when I look at this, everything's not equal. There are things that are absolutely critical in life that you need to be able to focus on. And I can guarantee any of us in that situation, we would not be multitasking. We would have one clear goal and one clear action to move upward as fast as possible. And you know, that's all there is to it. And all of these myths, if we stop and think about what we're really trying to accomplish in our life, they don't fit in. They're not true. It's focusing on those important things, taking the action. You're going to use the willpower when you have it. You're going to focus all of it. Your big goal, whatever is big to you, is the real goal for it. So just going to kind of finish with something Willie said earlier, that we know what we need to do. And I think that's the truth. We know what we need to do. We know what we need to focus on. And if you don't know what you need to do, then you know what you need to do is stop and figure out what you need to do. But know what you need to do, then go and do it. Take those steps. Don't let these myths get in the way. Don't let them be excuses for doing what we want in life. The one thing is teaching us how we can achieve what we want in life. And don't make excuses. Don't let yourself fall into these traps. Now I'm preaching to everybody, but I'm preaching to myself, and it should be a mirror I'm looking at when I'm saying these things. But that's why we read these books. That's why we discuss these books, so that we can incorporate them into our lives and make our life better one step at a time. So grateful we can do that. And thank you to both of you.
Thank you to you as well. These are all just good reminders, and I'm with you as we talk. It's really the ideas we come up with are reminders for me to change my life. And that's why I hope with all the listeners who are listening and the ones who are watching is to always apply it to your life. Never learn something or never take in information without applying it to your life. Because for someone who's read over 300 books the last 5 years, if I've learned anything, it's that if you don't share the information that you've learned, it's just like not reading them in the first place. So for all you listeners, here's a challenge for you. Is with those six lies, we're going to flip them. And I want you to pick one that you can work on in your life today. Do you want to work on everything matters differently? Focus tasking. As Ian said, I love that word. A consistent life. Willpower is chargeable. A controlled, unbalanced life. And big is good. Out of those six, which one are you wanting to work on? Each of us are going to, in our own personal lives, going to commit to working on one. But as for you, let's level up our lives. And let's make that difference. And there you have it, champions. Another enlightening episode of Champion Reads. We hope you've enjoyed this exploration into the transformative principles in The One Thing by Gary Keller. Before we wrap up, big shout outs again to Champion Circle, who is just the driving force behind this podcast. At Champion Circle, we're dedicated to helping high performers and achievers like you achieve the results you want in your life and business through accountability and mastermind support. If you found today's discussion insightful, go ahead, hit that subscribe button, subscribe to Champion Reads, and share this episode with fellow champions. Your support means the world to us. Keep the conversation going on social media platforms. You can find us, all of our links are on our website at www.mychampioncircle.com. And there, share a comment of which of the six lies has been a struggle for you and which of the six turnaround truths are you going to be working on. And until next time, continue to remember to keep reading, keep growing, and keep championing your one thing that will make everything easier or unnecessary. And with that, we'll see you in the next one, champions.